Get down to business. It's Williams Means Business with Larry Williams and Vodafone. Be a ready business on Newstalk ZB.
Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:07, Monday evening. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, is with me. And Minister, good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
I appreciate your time. I know you're on the way to the airport. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So, Colmar Brunton poll just out, Minister. Labour is up 9 points to 48%, National down 3 to, 43%. Your observation, what's your reaction to that?
Oh, look, you know, numbers like that are very gratifying, but, you know, you've also got to be very careful about when you see big spikes like that in the polls. But, you know, we feel like we're getting on with the job of being in government. Obviously, we've had the 100-day plan, and that's come to fruition. This poll was taken not long after the Waitangi commemorations, which I also think were a very positive event. So, you know, we're feeling good about it, but obviously there's a lot of work to keep on doing.
Yeah, I think it's the highest result for Labor for something like 15 years.
Yeah, that would be about right, I would have thought. And, you know, as I say, that's a reflection, I think, on a good positive start for the government, that people have got goodwill towards us getting on with the job. But, you know, you never want to rest on your laurels, and it's a very long time before any election coming up, so lots of work to do.
Yeah, not so good for New Zealand First, Minister, down 2-3.
Yeah, I think the smaller parties often find this, particularly at the start of a government. I'm sure that'll rectify itself, but the contribution New Zealand First and their ministers are making at the moment is big, and there's going to be, you know, a bit more to say about the big provincial growth fund, which is one of their main initiatives that they've promoted later this week. So those numbers will turn around, but I think it's quite predictable in a way at the start of a coalition like this. But I'm sure their opportunity to be heard for what they're doing as part of it will come.
Minister, this bright line test, some tax people are saying that it captures not just speculators but ordinary New Zealanders. What is your take? If circumstances change, you know, if you sell, you get caught. All Kiwis, what do you make of that?
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, when this policy was originally brought in by the National Government to have the 2-year bright line test, I sat on the select committee that considered it, and that issue was raised, and we tried to identify what data there was for the number of people who would be caught just by a change in life circumstances. Bear in mind, Larry, this is not your family home. So the family home's not counted at all. This is about whether you sell on a property that is you know, an investment property or investment properties beyond that within 5 years of purchase. The advice we got at the time was that, you know, we couldn't really say if it was going to affect a large range of, you know, people whose circumstances change. What we do know is that there have been a group of people who've you know, moved and flipped properties quickly. This is designed to make sure that there aren't incentives to do that, and in fact that we, you know, get more first home buyers into their home.
Yeah. What about the other observations from these tax experts? According to the regulatory impact statement, it'll push up rents and house prices.
Yeah, look, again, the same thing was said when the 2-year test was brought in. The evidence hasn't entirely borne that out. You know, our view is that this is about making sure that we get more first-time buyers the chance to get into their homes, and we don't continue to incentivise property speculation when, you know, when there are other asset classes that we'd like to see people invest in. So, yeah, I've seen that advice. It hasn't borne out with the 2-year test, and I don't believe that it will for the 5-year.
Is it true that the IRD and Treasury view this law as dubious?
Oh, it's true to say that the IRD and Treasury, you know, aren't certain of the outcomes. We campaigned on this, Larry, and I think it's important that we follow through on our promises. We said that we'd undertake a number of initiatives to crack down around speculation. One of them was the ban on foreign buyers of existing homes. This is another one. We've still got some work underway on negative gearing. So they're a package, and, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, but we campaigned on this and we're following through.
Okay, so you're away. Tell us about this. I looked at the headline and, oh, this is a nice little trip, Minister. All right, so you're up to South Korea to the Winter Olympics.
It's going to be very cold, yeah, yeah. Before we get too much into that. Look, yeah, I'm as the Minister of Sport and Recreation, you know, I'm going up to the Winter Olympics. Obviously, the government and the taxpayer puts a lot of money into our high-performance sport, and it'll be good to be there to support those athletes. In addition, New Zealand's on the executive committee of the World Anti-Doping Organisation, and there's some people for me to meet up there in my role as Minister of Sport there. But obviously I'm also taking the opportunity to advance our interests from a financial and business point of view. I've got meetings in Korea with senior government ministers and officials, as well as with the business community up there, to talk about opportunities for us to work with Korea, including foreign investment opportunities, and then off to Singapore just for a day on the way back to reinforce the good relationships we've got there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be looking at Singapore's company tax rates, Minister. You must be thinking about adopting them, eh?
Oh, yes. I think there'll be some people that'd like me to do that, but there's some really interesting
examples. You're talking to one of them. All right, mate.
There's some really interesting examples in Singapore that we can follow, but that might not be one
okay.
of them.
Okay. Well, have a good trip, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
that is the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson. News Talk ZB. It's now 6:13.